This is a case about how far the government can go in criminalizing pure speech, advocating only lawful, peaceable activity in the name of fighting terrorism. The statute at issue makes it a crime, the government concedes, to write an amicus brief in the Supreme Court, to lobby Congress for a change in the law, or to write an op-ed in the New York Times, if it's done for the benefit of a group that the government has labeled terrorist. Our clients, Judge Ralph Fertig, who was a retired federal administrative law judge, and the Humanitarian Law Project, a longstanding human rights group, had been working with the Kurdistan Workers Party in Turkey in providing them with training in how to bring human rights claims in Geneva, and urging them to pursue human rights avenues rather than violence, and also helping them and advising them on peacemaking overtures to the Turkish government. When this material support law was enacted and the Secretary of State designated the Kurdistan Workers Party in Turkey a terrorist group, it became a crime for my clients to continue to teach human rights and advocate for peace. And so we brought this challenge, which is now in the Supreme Court. Our contention is that peaceful, lawful speech advocating lawful, peaceable activity is constitutionally protected, has never been upheld as prescribable by the Supreme Court, and ought not be prescribed here. The government's contention is that the statute also prohibits conduct such as giving money or bombs or explosives to a foreign terrorist group, and therefore it ought not be viewed as a regulation of speech at all, but merely a regulation of conduct that incidentally applies to speech. But the very provisions we're challenging prohibit advice and training, which are things that one can only do through speech, and therefore it is, in our view, targeted at speech. We also contend and won below on the argument that the provisions are vague, unconstitutionally vague, because they define training, for example, as instructing in a specific skill, not general knowledge, therefore requiring our clients to guess at whether anything they're saying falls into the general or the specific terms of degree that have no real objective objectively verifiable content, and therefore the provisions are unconstitutionally vague as well.